The next patient is Rosie Sauerhofer. The last name is S, like in Sierra, A-U-E-R-H-A-F-E-R. Rosie, R-O-S-I-E. This is a clinical case of a 66-year-old white female that was admitted for the first time at Advent Health Sebring in October of 2023. The patient had profound hyponatremia. The hyponatremia was corrected. The reason for the hyponatremia at the very beginning was suspected to be prurigo nasopharyngeal. She was given IV fluids, and apparently the hyponatremia corrected. However, due to the elevation of the cardiac enzymes, the patient had a cardiac catheterization in which stents were deployed to the left anterior descending artery, period. The patient was released from the hospital, and somehow there was a misunderstanding regarding the amount of carvedilol that the patient was supposed to get. She was instructed to take carvedilol 3.125, two tablets BID, and she was taking three tablets BID. By the end of the second day, the patient was in profound hypotension, was taken to the hospital, went into a respiratory failure, was intubated, mechanical ventilation was given, and during the hospital stay, the patient was treated with fluid restriction and sodium tablets, and then she was released. We don't have a documentation as to prove that the patient had syndrome of inappropriate ADH, but this is a patient that has been in severe pain because of lower back pain. The patient underwent knee replacement 2 years ago, and she hasn't been able to stand up and walk by herself. She has braces, and she has the help of a walker. She has a lot of low back pain that is unbearable. And apparently this patient had an ablation done in the lumbar spine with some improvement, but not complete resolution of the pain. During the office visit, I witnessed that the patient couldn't stay in the same position for longer because of the amount of pain that she was on. Whether or not this patient has syndrome of inappropriate ADH associated to pain is a possibility. We are going to do the workup for hyponatremia. We are going to continue with the administration of sodium tablets, two tablets, three times a day as she is taking. We emphasize the fluid restriction to be 33 ounces in 24 hours. We are going to monitor the serum sodium, and we are on a weekly basis, we're going to communicate with the patient via phone, and we're going to make adjustments as we go. The basic laboratory workup was ordered. In view of the severity of the pain, we are going to start Percocet 7.5, 3.325, one tablet every 8 hours as needed. We reevaluate the case in 3 weeks. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. we are going to follow up with you.